Six South Koreans connected to the controversial Grace Road Group are scheduled to appear in a Fiji court today after their lawyers managed to secure an injunction preventing them from being deported home, where authorities are investigating allegations this church enslaved followers it had brought to Fiji in recent years. Three of the men were detained following a raid on the church headquarters on Tuesday night, and three more surrendered themselves to authorities yesterday. The Fiji Broadcasting Corporation's reporting that lawyers for church members were able to obtain the court injunction blocking their deportation. For more on this, I'm joined by Pacific Beat reporter Evan Wasuka. Evan, remind us of what's happened so far.
Well, good morning, Catherine. In late July, the South Korean pastor, Shin Ok-ju, who founded the Grace Road Church in Fiji, was arrested along with three other church members when they arrived at Seoul Airport. Grace Road is well known in Fiji, not only as a church, but a major business operation. It has obtained a chain of restaurants across the country and has won government contracts and business awards. But it has been accused by many mainstream churches, including the Methodist Church, of being a cult. Shin Ok-ju has been accused of allegedly detaining about 400 of her followers after they travelled to Fiji in 2014, believing that the country had been chosen by God to prepare the world for a major famine and drought. But the allegations that their passports were confiscated and they were prevented from leaving and were possibly even subjected to physical abuse. Grace Road has previously refuted all the allegations, and in a statement to the ABC, they say they are very enraged by all the lies.
Right. Now, Evan, yesterday lawyers representing the South Koreans were successful, as we said, when they sought that injunction against them being deported. So what happens now?
So the High Court has granted an interim injunction against the removal from Fiji of the six Grace Road members after a writ was filed before the court by lawyers Wasu Pillay and Ronald Gordon, who are acting for those Grace Road members. Now the High Court has ordered that immigration authorities appear in court with the six detainees and explain why they were detained. They'll be appearing in court at around 10:30 a.m. Fiji time in Nautoka.
All right. And what have Fiji police had to say on this?
Well, Pacific Beat has contacted Fiji police for comment and has had no response so far. We'll keep trying, but local media also report that they've been advised that police won't be making any further statements at this time. But earlier this week, we were referred to a statement by police about Grace Road. The statement says that investigators are continuing to gather information and we will comment further once they have completed their work. A spokesman for the Fiji government says that they will not be commenting on any active investigation by the Fiji police. Pacific Beat understands that there are around 20 members of the South Korean police in Fiji who are there as part of the investigation.